Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people. Welcome back. We hope you're ready for another wild ride today because today's episode is going to get crazy. So how about we get to it? So today we have two interesting topics for you guys today. We have another idiot decision that George Zimmerman did. We also have another high school football player does something he shouldn't have done. And Jay, what's our third topic for today?
And our third topic, we will be talking about the NASA discovery. So let's start off with the high school football player. Because, you know, for some reason in this past year, we've seen a couple of high school football players doing things they weren't supposed to, doing just idiotic and dumb things that goes against what sports is about. Now, for some reason, it's been happening more often this year, or we're just taking notice more often this year. But another high school football player, he kicked a helmetless player on the field. I mean, just want to know what he was saying. Before I get into the details, guys, this is just ridiculous. I was starting to read the story. I don't even know what to tell you guys. This, like, we went on a rant one of our episodes not too long ago about another high school player who tackled a referee. This is just the worst because this player could have been seriously injured. First off, Chris, let me get your opinions on it, and then I'll get into the story.
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know if this happened before, but now that we have more media attention, especially on, like, high school sports, now we hear all these stories about these high school kids that lose their temper and do something in the middle of a game or practice that is uncalled for and out of hand. I mean, like you were saying, we just spoke about the kid that tackled the referee, and now we have players in high school kicking another player in the head. I mean, it's getting out of hand, and like I was saying last time, something has to be done because this is ridiculous at this point. Like, I'm sure next week we're going to hear another story about another high school football player that did something he shouldn't have done, and then we're going to keep hearing stories, and they're going to get worse until someone does something.
Yeah, this needs to be mediated or taken care of. Like, these coaches and people that are in charge or, you know, are mentors for these kids that these kids look up to in their lives, they need to do something about this. It seems to me that the adults in charge are just being lackadaisical or the schools aren't hiring the right people with a good moral background. I mean, of course, you can't check for that, but, I mean, it looks like they need to do some, I don't know if they have to give the coaches counseling or what, and see how they act or what their ideals are, because it seems to me that these coaches aren't teaching these kids the proper way to act, and they're just getting too violent. Or maybe this has nothing to do with the coaches, and it's all on the high school kid. It has yet to be confirmed. But let me get into the story for a little bit, guys. On Friday night, there was two California high schools that were facing off, Lakewood and Long Beach Millican. By all accounts, a pretty intense game that featured hard hits. So at one point, a Millican player was even spotted kicking a Lakewood player, Victor Bates, in the head after his helmet fell off during a play. So apparently the game was getting rough and, you know, people were hitting hard. And that's just how football goes. You know, it's all about the hard hits. People love that intensity. But at some points, people take it too far. And, you know, we all let our emotions get to us, especially when we're doing physical things. If you ever played a sport, you can relate. You've probably got into arguments while playing a sport, especially when you want to win. But this one kid took it too far and kicked a player on the opposing team in the head while his helmet was off. Now, that just screams to me that something he needs to be taught a lesson, because, like I said in the last time we talked about something related to this topic, kids think they can do whatever they want, and they're not being taught a lesson, or the people in charge aren't, like, I guess just teaching them well. I don't know how else to phrase it or say it, but the kid needs to be suspended, not only from football, but from school as well, because he needs to be taught a lesson, and he needs to learn from this. And if they do nothing about it, then he's just going to keep doing it. He's been thinking later on in life he can continue to do things like that.
Exactly. Like, athletes are just individuals in general today believe that their actions have no repercussions to them, and that despite what they do, they won't get in trouble, they won't be held accountable for their actions. And you would think that this story ends with the player Victor Bates getting kicked in the head, but it doesn't.
But
it gets so much worse. So
Not
only does the player get kicked in the head, but then after the game, it's believed that his family, upset about the incident, decided to take matters into their own hands. And they went to the Millican locker room, and they attacked four players on the Millican team. None of them were badly injured or anything, because the whole incident, reports say, lasted about 30 seconds. The believed family went inside, assaulted four players, and then quickly left the scene, like, as quickly as they came. So it didn't last that long, but it just got heated up to a point where not only did a player get kicked in the face on a play, then the family upset went to go retaliate after, which, two wrongs don't make a right, people. That's my lesson for the day, guys. And, I mean, I don't get me wrong, I would have been upset as well if that was my friend, my family, anyone that got kicked in the face, but I don't think I would have went to the opposing player's locker room and started a brawl for it. I mean, you could have done a whole bunch of other things before that came to be, or that came to pass.
Exactly. It just, like I keep saying over and over, I keep repeating myself, guys, it just shows that the family members in charge, like, look at where that kid gets it from. Or not him, but it actually wasn't him, but his family. That's just showing a bad example to the kid that got kicked in the face without a helmet, or in the head without a helmet. It's just showing a bad example. I don't see why you always have to resort to violence to solve an issue. There could have been, like you said, Chris, a bunch of other options that they could have done, and they didn't have to resort to violence. And it just shows a poor example to that player, to their son, or whoever it was, family members that did it. It just shows a poor example. And yet, again, guys, it hasn't been confirmed if it was actually his family, but it is believed to be part of his family. And there was actually a statement that was released by the Millican football program. So after the Millican versus Lakewood football game, our players were headed to Lakewood locker room to collect their belongings. Security unlocked it for them, and along with the coach and trainer, they headed in. A Lakewood player's family pushed the security guard aside and then attacked four of our players. The two were struck in the face and two were grabbed by the neck. Physically bruised, but I am sure emotionally not okay. This all happened in less than 30 seconds, and the family was out before the coach and trainer could do something. Fortunately, they know who they are, and arrests are the next step. Both Millican and Lakewood administration are involved, along with police reports being filed. This will not be hidden and will not go away, rest assured. So that was a statement that came out, and I hope they do catch who was involved, because they should go to jail for something like that and receive a punishment. And these players got to learn that violence isn't the answer. Yes, you play a violent sport, but just because you play a violent sport doesn't mean anything. You still have consequences for your actions, and they got to learn. And if nothing is done by this, they won't learn a lesson. So I hope this all gets resolved, and I hope high school players learn from all these mistakes that are happening. You can't do all these things without any consequences. And for some reason, we're just seeing more and more of these consequences coming about. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, I think eventually we have to, something has to be done. Like, we say this all the time. I guess we're preaching to the choir, but something has to be done before this gets out of hand. Now, we don't want to harp on this too much, Right, Jay, so we're going to move on to our second topic for the day, which is another doozy. So how about we head into it, Jay, and you start it off. So tell me what...
And I'm going to join you on your second topic. I'm going to join you.
Oh, thank you. I bet you have a strong opinion about this. Yeah, we're going to be talking about George Zimmerman, guys, which I don't like to harp too much on about this because I have my own strong opinions. But I'm going to give you a little bit about this story, a little information about this, because this just shocks me, and I was completely disgusted by this. George Zimmerman went on a Twitter rant, pretty much, reaching a new low. First off, he retweeted an image of Trayvon Martin's corpse, which, that's just disgusting to me. Like, you killed a person, no matter what the
circumstances were. He's looking for attention.
Yeah, looking for attention. But... That's just wrong attention. I can't believe that. You killed somebody, whatever the circumstances may be, you just took a life, and that's nothing to be proud of. And to be retweeting that on Twitter, just trying to get attention for it, that's just disgusting. You're a horrible human being for that.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
But he retweeted it, and then he just spewed some racist rants, boasting about it, saying that he's mocking all you trolls, on Twitter. And then we all heard the story, we're part of that trial. We all had our strong feelings on who we thought was right or what should have been done. But however it was handled, George Zimmerman pretty much got off free. But he's on Twitter just creating a Twitter rant, just talking all this nonsense. I mean, Chris, give me your opinion on what you think.
I mean, I agree. I think he's just looking for attention, but I think he should know. All the attention is good attention. This is bad publicity for him. He should have let this be the dead dog's lie and not brought this back up again, because he's making himself look worse. I don't know how a person whose image is as tarnished as his could make himself look even worse. But look at that. He accomplished it. He went ahead and he did worse. Look at that. He retweeted the photo. I mean, I understand if you want your 15 minutes of fame back for whatever you did, which is, I don't think you should be famous for killing someone. That's ridiculous. And now he's all happy. I bet he's proud of himself for what he did. I really do. I think he's proud of himself for retweeting it. I bet he finds it funny. And he's going to think about this. I don't know.
Yeah, that's one thing I actually wanted to bring up. Like, why is he getting so many endorsement deals and so much publicity just because he killed somebody? Like, I don't understand that whatsoever.
This ain't the Hunger Games. You can't kill someone and, like, become famous.
Well,
absolutely.
What I think it is it was one of the biggest trials and cases in a long time, and he got off scot-free, so people are just trying to get the most out of it, so they're giving him endorsements and whatnot. You know, the media doesn't care about who's right or wrong. They just want to sell products and whatnot, so they're just giving him endorsements.
It's all about headlines. That's all it's about, and it's sad. 2015 is sorry.
Yes. 2015 is a horrible year, because I'm reading or hearing about all these stories, and I'm like, I just can't believe this actually happened. And I don't, like, this country is just getting worse, and with what people think is right or what they do, and it's just disgusting how people are acting in 2015 especially. I mean, we've just been going downhill every year that goes by.
Well, I just think it's that we're in the age of social media now. So everyone wants to be popular on the internet or on TV or whatever. And doing things like this, for whatever reason, gets them a lot of attention and makes them feel more important because they're receiving so much more attention online or on TV. Whoop-dee-doo. I wouldn't be proud of this if I was him. Like, if I were him, I wouldn't have even thought about this, and I would have taken it down instantly. I mean, don't get me wrong, Twitter removed the entire thing, but then he went ahead and put his, like, phone number, like, if you want to reach me, contact these people. Like, are you crazy? Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, and he also tweeted his picture of when he was in jail. And he said, oh, yeah, let's see how long it takes for Twitter to take this down. Because someone had tweeted him a picture of Trayvon Martin's body, the corpse, and said, Z-Man is a one-man army, pretty much, like, praising him for killing Trayvon Martin.
And then, you know, Twitter took that down pretty quickly. And then Trayvon Martin posted his mugshot and said, let's see how long it takes for Twitter to take this down. So
let me ask you guys this, like, because I've heard a lot of people say when it comes to the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman situation, like, that Trayvon Martin kind of asked for it because Trayvon ran away. He got away. But then he ended up coming back and tried to fight George Zimmerman, and then that's how he got the shot. If he would have just kept running and got away, there would have been no issue. So as far, and I'm not on either side. Like, I'm not trying to defend anybody. But when it comes to that particular response and that particular excuse, how do you guys respond to that?
Personally, I agree with you. I don't want to take any side on that. Yeah, do I think it was wrong that he came back? Yeah, I don't believe in violence. I don't know what happened. None of us do. But I still think, whatever reason, he should have killed him. I mean, maybe he was scared for his life, but from the stories we hear, like, he couldn't have been that fearful of his own safety, because it wasn't like a heightened, like, danger situation. Trayvon left, came back, because from all the accounts, George Zimmerman was following him. And then I guess he got fed up with it and then decided to do something. But he left, came back, and it ended up escalating to the point where Trayvon was killed. And I just think Trayvon, yeah, maybe he could have avoided the whole situation, just left and went home for the night, whatever. But I still think the whole George Zimmerman was wrong. He shouldn't have resorted to fatally shooting Trayvon in the back, and he could have avoided that situation as well.
Yeah, to give my opinion, I think I'm not going to say Trayvon was asking for it. I don't think it was a smart decision to go back. George Zimmerman could have handled it differently. He didn't have to shoot Trayvon, and I don't think it was right that he did. I do think Trayvon made a poor decision. He should have been smarter, but, you know, when we're kids, we make horrible decisions. But George Zimmerman, I believe he made I don't think it was right what he did, honestly. And I don't believe he had to shoot Trayvon. I believe he did it to shoot him. So that's just my opinion. So, I mean, what do you think about the matter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what do you think about the matter?
I mean, as far as George Zimmerman, like I said, it's hard for me to take a particular side. I can understand why people would say, you know, Trayvon Martin got away. He shouldn't have came back to fight. Okay, I can understand that. But I can also understand why he did. I've talked about it on my show multiple times. Racism is a very big issue in this country. And I'm a Caucasian male. I am a white male saying this, that African Americans get treated unfairly in this country. They do. Like, and white people who say this back to me, well, you know, well, black people always gonna play the race card. They have a reason. Like, they have a reason for playing this race card. I don't care if it's African American, Hispanic, Asian, anybody in the United States of America, if you're not white, and you guys might disagree with me, you might agree with me, I'm not sure, but there is a race problem in this country, and it seems to be, and I'm saying this as a white male, that white people get treated with a privilege and every other race does not, and it's completely unfair and it's uncalled for. And I think that the people of this country and the government of this country, it's sad. Like, nobody should be giving privilege to any other race just because of their particular race. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, why are you giving privilege to a person just because they're white? Do people not realize I didn't choose to be white? Jonathan the Christian didn't choose to be Hispanic. Eric Robinson, my co-host on my show, didn't choose to be African American. We didn't choose any of these colors to be. Honestly, and I've said it on my show multiple times, if I had to pick any race to be, I would be African American. But that's the thing. We didn't pick to be any color or any race in this country. So why in the hell are we treating other races and other people with a privilege? It makes no sense, and the United States of America is a sad country as a result. It's pathetic, and anybody who was defending George Zimmerman for killing an African-American is sorry in my book. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. That's just my opinion. Cruz Brothers, take it away.
All right, I just want to say I completely agree with that. And I just also want to close out with some of the other things Zimmerman said. It's just really disgusting, some of the things that he tweeted out. And when I was reading them, I just got angry. But he says, like I told you, he wonders when Twitter will take down his images for his mugshot. But then he also says, as much as I love, because he tweeted a picture of him like chilling on the beach drinking. As much as I love owning all you trolls, I have to work on my tan. He wrote, "Tell Karma she's
worthless."
What is
he working on? Killing somebody else?
Apparently, because he's just working on his tan. It's like he has no cares in the world. And then he says, "Tell Karma she's worthless. God protects me." And then,
well, see,
that's, he goes on
that's
to
one
say,
of the reasons. Well, see, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's one of the reasons why I had to hop into this discussion when I found out you guys were talking about this, because race is a very sensitive topic to me, and I'm just having a hard time understanding why we are making race such a big issue when none of us chose to be the race that we are. You guys didn't choose to be Hispanic. I didn't choose to be white. Robinson didn't choose to be black. Zimmerman didn't choose to be whatever the hell he is. Trayvon didn't choose to be black. So why in the hell are we making a big deal about somebody's race and somebody's color? Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. And as far as George Zimmerman, I didn't even see the tweet. I don't know what he tweeted out. But he just needs to shut the hell up when it comes to Trayvon Martin. Shut up. You got off. Be happy with that. Why do you have to continue this? Like, he wants to talk about other trolls tweeting at him. He's the one that's being a troll. He's the one that's affecting people's emotions. Shut the hell up. Like, seriously, what the bleep are you doing? Like, just shut up,
exactly.
Live your life, and just be quiet. Just stop.
Yeah, just he doesn't have to continue with this. I don't know if he was the first one to post something or someone tweeted him the picture, like, pretty much praising him or whatever. I don't know. But he's been continuing it pretty much, like, everything's all good. And one of the things he says, he tweeted was, "Gee, I sure hate offending people that have plotted and tried to kill me and my family." So, all right, you didn't even have to write that. You didn't have to respond. Yes, you've been, I don't agree with people trying to kill him or hurt him or his family. What's done is done. Leave it in the past. There's nothing good's going to come or result from more violence. But he should have just dropped it and left it alone. There's a reason people are attacking you. You don't have to continue with it. Let it go. Move on. Live your life. But
absolutely,
one of the most disgusting things that I've seen was one of the last tweets that I read that he posted was someone was criticizing him or saying how they're going to hurt him or whatever the case may be. And he says, "We all know how it ended for the last moron that hit me. Give it a World Cup cake." First off, that's just a shout out trying to say how he killed Trayvon and how he's pretty much proud of it and how it ended up.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I could not believe he even said that, first of all. Second off, you're just a disgusting human being. That's all I got to say, George Zimmerman. I do not agree with any of the actions you have just taken, let alone the first action you took by killing Trayvon Martin. So the fact that you did this just to get headlines or people tweeting you or liking you or whatever endorsements, you're just a disgusting person. And
you know what? I'm going to let you guys finish out the show with this nasty topic because I know you want to get into that. But the only thing that I just want to say is George Zimmerman, just shut the fuck up. Like, just shut up. Like, just be quiet. Like, this is, like, just leave it be. Like, just shut up. But I'm done. I'm going to go ahead and put my phone on mute. You guys can continue the show. I'm sorry for apologizing, but I'm very, very sensitive when it comes to race, and it bothers me. But I'm sorry, Cruz Brothers. The show is yours.
Thank you. Thanks for your comments on that. But yeah, we're going to end it on that with George Zimmerman. Just shut up, bro. Just drop it. So now we're moving on to this NASA topic. So to get a little bit something, NASA just announced a Mars discovery. Whoa, are we all excited for this, guys? I know I am. So guys, what happened was NASA discovered that there was water on Mars, which is pretty cool because this is the first time that they've actually discovered a liquid substance on Mars. So it's just going towards the fact that there can probably be life on Mars. I'm pretty excited about this. I always believed in Martians, guys. I'm just kidding. But I'm pretty excited to see if there will actually be life or if we can sustain life on Mars. We know about that movie coming out called The Martian.
The Martian.
Which looks pretty cool. It's pretty much almost the same concept where someone is trying to live on Mars. So if this can actually be done, it would be so cool in my opinion. And I'm kind of looking, feeling excited because this can bring future possibilities to mankind, probably not in my lifetime or our lifetime, but in a future generation. So I'm pretty excited about this. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's just incredible that they found a form of liquid on Mars because now it's getting closer to maybe uncovering an atmosphere closer to Earth, so one that can be inhabitable. I mean, I agree with you. I doubt it's going to happen in our lifetime. Maybe like 100 years from now, maybe a little bit less. Who knows? But I'm not going to jump the gun and say automatically, like, hey, we're going to find life now because we found a liquid. I want to wait and see on that. I do believe that there are alien life forms out there. But I'm going to wait and see how this all develops. I like this story, though. Every time we see a new, like, NASA discovery, I always like to talk about it on the show because I think it's cool. Maybe you guys haven't heard of it, so we like to bring it up and inform you about possibilities that could be happening, maybe not in our lifetime, but soon. And I just think it's cool. Maybe we'll discover aliens. Maybe we'll develop a new sort of rocket ship. Maybe we'll discover new plant life or liquids, whatever. But the point is that it could benefit us in the future, and I think all of us should be very excited about this and maybe a little bit skeptical until we actually get some solid proof. And I just like to bring out the scientists and the little nerds in all of us.
So, I mean, just to continue with this, until now, guys, water was only detected in the form of ice on Mars. But data from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has confirmed that dark streaks on the Martian landscape are proof of liquid flowing water. These streaks are thought to be a sign of saline water flowing down Mars, the canyons in Mars. So that is pretty cool. We actually got some confirmation that there is liquid on Mars, which is a confirmation that it can possibly sustain life, which is pretty cool. So maybe there is life on that planet. We just haven't seen them yet or whatnot. I'm not sure what NASA has uncovered or even if they would share that if they did uncover something. But I just think it's a cool first step in possibly, if in the future, getting some people from Earth to Mars and making it a habitable planet for us to live on. If that was ever the case, that would be pretty cool. And for those people, if they ever did this in the future, that would make that first trip, I'd be super excited to see that.
I mean, sign me up to meet E.T., bro. Like, they get E.T. down here, sign me up on E.T. phone home and all the way. Well, I'll take the alien and we'll go watch all alien movies. We'll watch Alien 1, Predator, E.T., whatever you want to watch. And then I'll be like, yeah, that's what we thought you were. And maybe they turn out like that, maybe they don't. But I just think it's a cool science discovery overall. Whether it pans out to be aliens or something else entirely, we'll just wait and see.
The scientists said was that this discovery will help scientists focus their search for life on Mars, which if it exists, will most likely be in a microbial form. It's important to note that while liquid water does exist on Mars, it isn't melting at the typical temperature of 32 degrees Fahrenheit. The surface is still far, far colder than we're used to on Earth, with the ice melting at negative 9.4 degrees due to the presence of salt dissolved in the water. So they're saying not to get too excited about the idea of people inhabiting Mars just yet, but it's a good first step. So they're excited for this discovery, which I'm sure a lot of people are, especially the people who are into things like that. I know I'm excited because it's just a good first step for our future generations. Like me and my brother just said, we're probably not going to see it in our lifetime, but I think it's pretty cool that they've made a discovery and that it can help benefit the mankind, which by all means, if it helps benefit mankind, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and little by little, we're just getting closer to discovering more and more. We're taking baby steps to discovering more and more about our universe, about space itself, and about our planet. So I'm always all for that. But guys, you know, it's sad at the time to wrap up the show. We did talk about some interesting topics today, though. I mean, I guess the most popular one, or
probably most talked about,
problematic or talked about one, was probably the George Zimmerman topic. We would love to know what you guys thought. I mean, we had some strong opinions about it, and I'm sure you guys do too. But if you want, we could also talk about NASA discovering a liquid, or even talk about high school sports and how that's getting crazy.
So, guys, to wrap this up, you can talk about it with us on Facebook or Twitter. Chris, tell them your Twitter.
At ChristianCruz66.
Or James J. Films. So, guys, thank you for listening to Cruise Control. We had fun with you guys today. We'll be back tomorrow with some great topics. So we look forward to it. You guys take care. Have a good night. Now shut up and drive.